The avalanche swept over the soldiers at an advanced camp of the Army's high-altitude warfare training school at Killenmarg at an altitude of more than 2,700 meters. A combined rescue team composed of military personnel, police, and tourism officials working in fog and snowfall more than 2 meters deep took several hours to recover the bodies of those killed. The senior superintendent of police in the city of Baramulla, Shakil Baig, says 12 of the soldiers who were rescued required medical treatment, but he says their injuries are not life-threatening.
They are out of danger. The rescue operation is still going on.
Authorities say an avalanche warning had been issued after several days of heavy snowfall. The avalanche occurred above the ski resort town of Gulmarg, 50 kilometers northwest of Srinagar, in the heavily militarized Indian-administered section of Kashmir. Officials in Gulmarg say no tourists were injured as the avalanche hit an altitude above the skiing area. The High Altitude Warfare School is the Indian Army's primary institute for such training and was set up more than 60 years ago, initially to teach skiing to frontline infantry troops. Avalanches occur frequently in the region, which is claimed in its entirety by both India and Pakistan. The dispute over Kashmir has triggered 2 wars between the rivals since they gained independence in 1947 from Britain. Hundreds of thousands of soldiers are stationed along both sides of the line of control. Steve Herman, VOA News, New Delhi.